Join the chorus. It's time for another North Melbourne Footy Club update with Dean Vasek and special guests on Hashtag Kangaroos.
Welcome to another episode. My name is Dean Vasek. You can find me on Twitter at Hashtag Kangas or on Instagram at Hashtag Kangaroos Podcast. So today I'm doing an episode of my best 23 for 2023 version 1. There's going to be a few versions of this. So yeah, bear in mind, there might be about three or four versions, but I thought I might as well get one out just after Christmas before the new year. We'll see how we go. I mean, it's more to get the talk out there, and I'm sure a lot of you lovely listeners are going to have your own version of a team. I did get one from someone through a tweet the other day. I can't remember who it was, but he put his side out, and it was pretty similar. I mean, there's going to be a four or five different sort of types of players, but we'll see how we go. You know, anyways, I might as well get started. Well, I've also done a reserves best. I think it's about best 25 players, to be honest with you. I've had a bit of extra time, so I've gone through our list. I've gone through the reserves, who they've picked up as well, so, and who they've lost as far as players. So I'll go through that as well. But I'll go through. I've got a question here from, I think it's Rematch Athletic, who sent me a question. I didn't answer it in the Q&A podcast I did, the mailbag show I did a couple weeks ago. So I'll answer it now. So he had a question. He said, okay, which player under the age of 21 are you most excited about? Just looking at the team, Paul Curtis, you can't help but be excited by him, especially after his first year. Harry Sheasel, I think he's going to be a big, big fan favourite. So they're probably the two that really, really stand out to me as far as under 21 goes. Josh Goda's probably another one that's going to be a very exciting sort of player. So there's probably three there. Charlie Common, if he ever gets, if he can get his body right, will be very, very good. George Wardlaw. There's a lot of players to be excited about. If I had to pick one, I'd probably go Harry Sheasel, to be honest with you. I hope that answers your question. Rematch Athletic. Anyways, I'll get on to my best 23 for 2023. So I'll go through the back line. So full back, Ben McKay. I mean, there's no arguments there. In the back pocket, Aiden Corr. And on the other back pocket, Luke McDonald. Aiden Corr, I think, will be better as that third defender. I don't think he's good. Like we've seen last year, he's not good enough to be your number one key defender or probably even number two. I think as a number three, he's very good on that third tall forward up in the back line. He'll be a good intercept player. He's always been, he's probably, played that role really well for GWS. And, I think Clarko knows that. And he tried to recruit him to Hawthorn. I tried to pip him last second. I don't know if you guys and girls remember, but he did try to get him down last second, tried to get him to Hawthorn in his last year, but he showed his loyalty. He wanted to go to North Melbourne. So I think that's his role. Luke McDonald, I think he'll be very good intercept player. He's most consistent in the back line. I think that's his best position. I mean, as far as going on a wing, he does have his flashes, but I like him as a rebounding defender and a player that can play on those smallish types of defenders. He gives everything you've got, and wouldn't surprise me if he's captain next year. Centre half back, Griffin Logue, Alistair Clarkson has earmarked him as the Josh Gibson of the team, that good intercept player, centre half back type player that, we'll probably try and make him as that spare, as that loose sort of player, to try and get him loose a bit. So, and be the intercept sort of type of player that Josh Gibson was. Good user of football. We'll get more consistency at North Melbourne, playing the back line rather than up forward for Fremantle, which he did play quite well there, and, can pinch it there if we ever needed him to. And so, I think he'll be sent half back. Lockie Young on the other half back flank. Was one of our most consistent performers in the second half of the year last year. Really found his spot in the halfback flank. Good user of a football, good rebounding defender, works hard. Even pre-season, trials and all that, he's always up there as far as the fittest blokes go in the time trials. So he's always in the top five, so that's really good. And on the other halfback flank, Josh Goda, good rebounding, will be a very, very good rebounding defender off the halfback flank. Really looking forward to his development. Good user of football, got plenty of dash, So I've got him in the on the other halfback flank. In the centre, the guts, I've got Ben Cunnington. So right down his middle. Hopefully he gets back to his form from a couple of years ago, pre-cancer. If we can get that sort of player next year, Jesus. I don't think we're going to lose a centre clearance with him, LDU, Jai Simpkin. You get Taron Thomas through there, Tom Powell, George Wardlaw. There's a lot there to like as far as, almost as good as a new recruit, to be honest with you. Ben Cunnington was one of the best midfielders in the competition only a couple of years ago. Pre-cancer, he was absolutely, dominating centre clearances, fending off every player that wanted to tackle him. So hopefully we can get that Ben Cunnington back. That'll be as good as any recruit we've got really in the last 10 years. So if we can get that, if we can get him fit and firing, that'll be very handy. On the wing, I've got Jaden Stevenson. I really like him in the forward half of the ground. Setting up the play, very smart, very good user of football. He's one player that I don't mind having a ball when he's running and carrying a ball and kicking to our forwards inside 50. He certainly found consistency in the back line last year, but I really like him in the forward half as opposed to a rebounding defender. I'm not too sure what he's like is that, he didn't really get exposed as that one-on-one defender, and I think teams would work him out. So I don't really want him to play as that one-on-one sort of player in the back 50. And on the other wing, Bailey Scott, third and best and fairest. A lot of talk that he was going to leave for Geelong. It was looking likely at one stage. There was a lot of reports, but showed his loyalty and stayed for another 2 years. And yeah, he had a fantastic year. Just could be one of the best wingers in the competition in 2024 and onwards. He's just he's a tremendous gut runner, a two-way player as well, very defensive, but it has really found that offensive side this year as well. So really looking forward to his development on that wing with Jaden Stevenson on the other side, and maybe a Curtis Taylor going through there as well, and Taron Thomas possibly. That'll be very exciting. Centre forward, I've got Charlie Combin. It's all about getting continuity in his body. We all know the talent. We've seen even two or three games that he's played. Very, very similar to Jared Waite. Just got that tremendous athleticism. 199 centimetres. Very athletic. If you give him a run and jump at it, he's going to just pluck marks. I'm a bit worried about his field kicking for goal. He does spray him, so hopefully he can work on that. I've seen that in the reserves, but there's plenty of time for that. It's just about getting continuity in his body, getting games into him next year. Hopefully he can get a good run at it next year, because we've been waiting for the last two or three years, but he's always had something happen to him. So hopefully he's behind that. Half forward flank, Paul Curtis. Looking forward to his development for another year. Second year in the system. Best first year player. I spoke about that last episode. He should have won it, but we can't do much about that now. We already gave it to the player that lived for Port Adelaide. I will not name him on his show. He's going to be a very damaging half-forward flanker this year. And on the other side, I've got Taron Thomas on the half-forward flank. He'll rotate a lot through the midfield as well, through the centre square. So he'll get his opportunity through the middle and play forward as well. He's a very damaging player, inside 50. So, I really like him, rotating between half forward and midfield. I know a lot of people are sort of talking about him, going behind the ball in the halfback flank, but I'd like to give him an opportunity to get that consistency through the midfield. That's where he played that's where he played really good football only 2 years ago in 2021. So I want him to get back there. I think he'll be more damaging in the midfield going forward rather than actually, if it doesn't work there, there's always that option. All right, we can make him a rebound defender. I think Clarkson will look at that as well. And, he'll come up with his own, conclusion, not conclusion, but he'll come up with a way to get the best out of Taron Thomas. I think he'll have a big bounce back year. He's probably my number one candidate for a big bounce back in 2023. All right, full forward, I've got Nick Larkey. Now, nothing more to say there. You see, we can have Charlie Combin and Cameron Zerha, all fit and firing. It it'll just help him out. It'll just add to that forward line. It just gives us another option, especially if we can get Charlie Combin, firing. And I've got Harry Sheezel on the other forward line, and he's the type of player, like, we can push Nick Larkey up forward. We can get him a tight 50, getting a few possessions there as well, and get Harry Sheezel up forward, try and isolate him, because we all know he's, the Stevie J type. You get him in tight 50, he just does some, magical things. Things will happen if you can have Harry Sheezel in that forward line. All he needs is a handful of touches, and something will happen. He'll kick goals, he'll set up goals. He'll make things happen. He'll put bums on seats, Harry Sheezel. I'm really looking forward to him in 2023. And he's just a humble individual, even when he talks. You can just sort of see that how much of a good guy he is. He comes from a really humble family, who have good, really good values. And it's a bit of a shame what happened to him on social media, the bit of racism. But look, he handled it really well. He said these people are just uneducated and are basically a bunch of dickheads, which they are. So, looking forward to really watching him. I think he could win the best, not best first year player. He'll win our Norwich Rising Star. Could win the Norwich Rising Star next year. I think, he could easily kick 30 plus goals. Really looking forward to seeing how he goes. In the ruck, Todd Goldstein, need I say more, number one ruck. We're not mucking around this year, not like last year, sort of trying to phase him out a bit, playing him forward. You try to get Callum Coleman-Jones as number one ruck. Then we try to go Tristan Sherry. But at the end of the day, I think he'll start at number one ruck. I think Alistair Clarkson will want him to be pushed out by someone. He wants, like, a Tristan Sherry to earn the right to the number one ruck rather than just given to him by, like we sort of tried to last year. I mean, I could understand it last year. We sort of... we were in the development year. We wanted to give an opportunity to Callum Coleman-Jones. We paid a big price for him, and we tried to play Todd Goldstein forward a bit, but it didn't work, so we just went back to what we know, and that's Todd Goldstein being number one ruck. And he's earned it from, his consistency over a number of years at the club. And I know he's 34, and he'll be 35 next season, but who cares? If he's the number one option as a ruck, then we just go with it. So, and now's a stage. We kind of have to try and get wins. We've been losing for a long time. We've got to try and get those wins into particularly these young kids like a Paul Curtis, who's played in only one win. Bailey Scott's played in a lot of losses as well. Who else have we got? Curtis Taylor's played in a lot of losses, Tom Powell as well. We've got to really get that winning culture back. We've got to get that chin boner culture back. So, I think, Todd Golson's done one ruck. LDU, I don't really need to say much more. Of course, he's going to be on the ball. And Jai Simkin as well, best and fairest winner. Probably captain as well. So, that's a really good quartet in the midfield for that first centre bounce in 2023. With Todd Goldstein, Luke Davies-Uniac, Jai Simkin, Ben Cunnington. That's exciting. That's going to win you a lot of centre clearances. It's just more that second tier. We really want Tarryn Thomas to really go back to the form he was in 2021. And a number of others, which I'll talk about, who are on the bench interchange. Curtis Taylor, really consistent year last season. Probably a bit stiff to be on the 19th man, but it doesn't really matter. It's a group of 23 this year, so I'm happy with Curtis just being inside 50 player on the wing as well. His work rate was really high last season. Really did run hard both ways, and really developed his game. Well, it's always a talented player, like that talented forward, his first, second year, but now he's really added a new dimension in last season, and hopefully continues that. Very classy player, we all know that, but now he's got the work rate now, and he's going to be in a best 23 for pretty much the majority of the season, unless he really loses form, which I don't think will happen. Excuse me. All right, on the other side, I've got George Wardlaw. I think he'll have a good... As long as he's got a good pre-season, doesn't have hamstring issues, He'll be in a round one team. I don't think a lot of people understand how good this kid was until he started getting hamstring issues. There was Will Ashcroft. We talk about him, how good he is. This guy was right there with him, right there pretty much. It was 1A, 1B. There was no real clear number one. There was, and I think the reason why he might have fallen a little bit, not that it mattered. Like, we had picks 2 and 3, and was GWS had pick 1, which we were happy to trade because we knew we were going to get this kid. So we were happy to trade down because we knew GWS were going to take Cadman. And we said, all right, well, we don't care, have pick 1. Like, I wasn't a big fan of trading pick 1 for, because I thought, look, I don't want to make this a whole issue with that, but I felt like we could have got pick 3 and pick 20 instead of pick 3 and pick 40. That's the only issue I had with it. But doesn't matter. Who cares? Yeah, we were happy to get Wardlaw. We were happy to get Sheasel. And we said, all right, we'll give you to pick 1 then. And we'll take your pick 40 or whatever it is. We didn't care. So that's fine. And, yeah, this kid's a very good player. He's a ready-made AFL player. Similarities with Clayton Oliver. Just finds space where there is none. I like that type of play in congestion. You see it with LDU now. You'll see it with George Wardlaw straight away as well. So he'll be part of that second-tier group of midfielders with Taron Thomas. And this guy, Tom Powell. I really like Tom Powell. Very good clearance player. Look, I was a bit stiff last season. I've talked about that in the last episode when I did the players review. That he sort of fell out of favour a little bit. Like, not fell out of favour, but, he was put in a position where it's not his strengths. You're not utilising his strengths. He's a good inside clearance player. He's a good midfielder. And we're playing him inside the forward 50, and he just wasn't that type of player. Still did some good things in the forward 50, but that's not his position. He should be a midfielder. He'll be part of that second group of midfielders like George Wardlaw, Tom Powell, Taron Thomas. They can go through there. He can play forward for spells, but not like, I think there was a game last year. Well, there's a couple of games in a row where we sort of playing. I think he attended 12% and 7% of centre clearances. I mean, while we're playing Hugh Greenwood, and we're getting flogged anyway. Well, what's the point of that? Get Tom Powell in there. Give him development in there. It was a bit frustrating in that regard. But, that's a whole issue in 2021. And I think Alistair Clarkson will see what sort of player he is. And, he'll play there. And the last position in the 22, before I go to the sub-rule player, like the tactical sub-rule aimed in 2023, is Callum Coleman-Jones. So he'll be the second ruck. He'll be, he'll be rotating forward as well. So, it's important to get that other big tall. You can get Comben off the ground for spells. You can get Goldstein off for spells. You always got two going through there. I mean, you can have that, like that third tall, rotating through there. And I like Callum Coleman-Jones as a forward, inside forward 50, where he can play predominantly there. Todd Goldstein is still a very fit player, so he can play 80% ruck. But you need another, 20% from somewhere. So I'd rather protect Comben a bit as far as that second ruck goes. I don't want him to play there because he is not... Look, he is a bit fragile. I don't want to... A ruck position can be quite physical, so I don't want to waste it on Charlie Comben. So I'd rather... You can get Callum Coleman-Jones in there as a second ruck, second, third tall forward, and rotate with Comben, Larky, and so forth. So I think he'll have a big... big second year for us, and we'll see the player that we recruited this year rather than last year. So, and as a sub rule, the tactical sub rule, I've got Jack Zeeble. I know I talked about, Patrick Elwood sort of asked, where's Jack Zeeble fit in 2023? And I said, he's not going to get a game or something to that degree. And I sort of said, no, I don't think he'll get a game. But I think as a sub rule, I think he's all right. Now, hear me out before all you people start yelling at the phone and, whether you listen to the podcast. I like him as a sub because, if you get an injury to Larky, he can go into the team as another forward option. If you get an injury to Ben Cunnington, LDU, he can play midfield. He looks fit enough to play midfield. I know I put a tweet out sort of saying yesterday, Jack Zeeble's looking... if he's trimming down, I'm thinking he's going to play midfield. And, And a lot of you sort of listeners sort of said, nah, he's past it and all that sort of thing. But sort of saying he's slow. Well, Ben Cunnington's slow. If Ben Cunnington gets injured, he's a good replacement for him in the midfield. He can still crash and bash. And if something happens in the back line, let's say Ben Mackay gets injured, oh God, heaven forbid that happens, or something like that, he can go in the back line. I think it was Sam Catley sort of said he has been training with the back line. So that's something to look out for. But I like him as that sub role because there's a bit of versatility there. But it's going to be touch and go whether he gets a game this year, old Jack. Look, I'm a big fan of Jack Zeebel, but his best football is behind him. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, I'm not going to write him off. We wrote him off a couple of years ago, and then he found some, and rightfully so. He copped six goals against Kaczynski in a Hawthorn pre-season game, and then really found his spot in the defensive 50. So I'm not going to write him off just yet. I will not write off anyone until he sort of makes a decision. All right, I'm done, sort of thing. But he's going to earn his spot, and we'll see. We'll see how we go with that one. That's interchangeable. So emergencies, I've got Aaron Hall, very close call. I was thinking of taking Callum Coleman-Jones out and putting Aaron Hall in just for a bit of run and dash. But he does give run and dash from the back line, but he does butcher the ball as well. And I think, what is he, 32 now or something like that? And we kind of know what the player Aaron Hall is. I mean, I'm not saying he's finished or anything like that, but I'd rather give that opportunity to Josh Goder, especially the game he played last season. I really want to give that opportunity to him. The other emergency, you got Flynn Perez, a little bit stiff, but I don't know who you take out. Like, he's probably a defender. Who do you take out of that team? Do you take out a George Wardlaw? Maybe. A Jack Zeebel? Maybe. But outside of that, I don't know who else, you take out. So Tristan Sherry. I like Callum Coleman-Jones as a better forward. Like, Tristan Sherry's handy. Like, he's a better ruckman than Callum Coleman-Jones. But Tristan Sherry can't play forward. We've seen that. Callum Coleman-Jones can. So that's the only reason I went Callum Coleman-Jones over Tristan Sherry. But he's not far behind. I sort of didn't think he was going to get a game early last season, but he found a way. So there you go with that. The other emergency I got is Callum Dawson. So if anything happens, we've got a bit of depth to cover if a key position player does go down, like a Griffin Logue, Ben Mackay, heaven forbid, or an Aiden Corr, then we do have Callum Dawson. So that is my best 23 for 2023. So I'll go through it quickly again. Backline: Aiden Corr, Ben Mackay, Luke McDonald. On the halfback line: Lachie Young, Griffin Logue, Josh Goder. On the wing: Bailey Scott, Ben Cunnington, Jaden Stevenson. Half forward line: Paul Curtis, Charlie Combin, Cameron Zerha. Forward pocket line: Harry Sheasel, Nick Larkey, Taron Thomas. Ruck, Todd Goldstein, Ruck Rover, LDU, Rover, Simpkin. Interchange: Curtis Taylor, George Wardlaw, Tom Powell, Callum Coleman-Jones, with the sub, Jack Zeebel. So I'll go through, so that's my 20. Best 23 for 2023. So I'm sure a lot of you listeners are saying, well, where's this bloke? Or where's, Darcy Tucker or anything like that? So I'll go through my best. So I've got about 25 players here in the reserves at the moment. So I'll go through them. And this is counting some players that we've brought in as well. So the players that we've brought in from other clubs in the VFL team: Lewis Butler from the Western Bulldogs, is a rebounding halfback flanker, played three games for the Bulldogs. Sam Tucker, who's a key forward. He looks okay from the Richmond VFL. He looks very promising. Sam Lowson from the Craybag Football Club. He is a crumbing forward. Was highly touted. I don't know if you remember, any of you listeners remember this, but a couple years ago, when the mid-season draft first came in, he was highly touted to go to number one pick, but got an injury just before the draft and was passed on by every team. I think it was the year we got Lachie Hosey. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, he's actually a very good VFL player. So, yeah, we'll see how we go with him. And Jared Linnett. He's come down as a coach from St Kilda, Port Adelaide, and all that sort of thing. So he's come out to help Tom Lynch and be a player, sort of similar to, a little bit similar to Marty Hoare. We'll get to him in a second, but yeah, he'll add a key position to the team and be a real leader for the VFL team. So out of the team go Marty Hoare, Harry Jones, and Matt Walker, all gone to Williamstown. So they've actually fleeced us. Yeah, they've probably been our three best players as far as VFL players go. So yeah, that's actually a good pickup for Williamstown. Patrick Walker has gone to Norwood. And Matt McGuinness has gone to Southport, and Sam Collins has gone to Port Melbourne. So back line, I've got full back Jared Linnett. So he is a key defender, so that'll be good to have him down there to help out a young defence, especially losing Marty Hall. That's and Matt McGuinness as well. So yeah, so that will help out. Jackson Archer in the back pocket. Yeah, probably a bit. Look, it wouldn't surprise me if he's in a round one team, to be honest with you. I just don't know who you take out. And Aiden Bonner as well on the other back pocket. Big year for Aiden Bonner. I believe he starts in reserves, so he's got to find that form in the VFL and then get a game in the seniors. Callum Dawson on centre half back line. Aaron Hall on the other half back line with Miller Bergman on the other half back line. So it'll be good to have Miller Bergman just develop into the reserves next year. And who knows if his form's good enough. Hopefully he does find his way into the senior team. We've got Flynn Perez on the wing with Liam Shields in the centre square. Another experienced player. Another player, you never know. You might get that opportunity in the seniors with Charlie Lazaro on the other wing. Centre half forward, I've got Sam Tucker, like I was sort of saying, from the Richmond VFL team. I'd like to give this kid a good opportunity because you never know. He might get that opportunity at senior level. He might be a mid-season draft pick. We talked a lot about Matt Walker. You know, like he could have been that last season, but it didn't happen. So, yeah, I'd be happy to give him an opportunity. Really good at give him a good run at it in the VFL next year. So we'll see how we go. He looks pretty good from what I've seen from the highlights. I don't know too much about him, but a lot of people are talking him up. So he's still a young kid. I think he's only 20, 21 years old. So we'll see how we go. On the half forward line, I've got Jack Marnie. Big year for him. I'm not too sure if he's good enough. Time will tell, but yeah, he's got to find his way in the reserves to start with Sam Lowson on the other half forward line. Full forward, I've got Jacob Edwards. This is an interesting one because I'm not too sure where he's at, Jacob Edwards, because we did draft Hamish Free. We've got Tristan Sherry. We've also got Callum Collins-Jones. So I don't know if he's, it's his second year. Really? So, and key position players take a lot more time. But he's got to hit the ground running straight away. He's got to really be that key forward target that, hopefully can really dominate VFL level and get that opportunity in the seniors. For pocket, I've got Blake Drury. So, first pick in the rookie draft. So, yeah, we'll see how he goes. Eddie Ford on the other forward pocket line. Very, very classy player. I really like Eddie Ford, but I just don't know how he's going to get a game unless there's injuries in the seniors. So, yeah. And then I've got Tristan Sherry as a ruck, Hugh Greenwood. Look, I don't mind Hugh Greenwood. I don't hate him or anything like that. I think he can play. But, we'd kind of need Ben Cunnington, Jack Zeeble, a few injuries for him to get that opportunity. He's just a clearance player. That's where his strength is, and I don't know where else, you could play him in the seniors, to be honest with you. And Darcy Tucker as a rover. He's a player that can be utility, play in the back line, play forward, play in the midfield. Very experienced player as well. But, certainly an opportunity to play round one in the VFL, in the AFL team, I should say. So on the bench, I've got Phoenix Spicer, big year for him. Hopefully he can really develop that next part of his game where he can make his tackles stick. That's a big part. I don't know if he's too small. Like, he is quite quick, but is he too small? I suppose we could have said that about Brett Harvey, but he played about 432 games, so... he's really just got to take that next step. Like, I remember that Essendon game. It's vivid. Like, I can't remember that. It was a Mason Redmond who was just rebounding, and he was chasing him all day, and it was like he wasn't even here with Mason Ridley. Just break his tackles too far too often. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting year for him. Dom Tyson, good as far as I know, he's still at the club. Cooper Harvey, Kane Turner. Yeah, I think he's... You know, I think he'll be a good experienced player for the VFL team. Great leader. So he's played over 100 AFL games. So, you know, I don't know. If we're going really bad, then, you know, he's probably the player that you go to that you sort of think, all right, you know, we'll give this guy an opportunity. He's a good culture setter. So, yeah, it's the type of player I don't want him to play seniors. Not because he's a, you know, shit player or he's a shit bloke or anything like that. It's just... I feel like would be struggling if he's getting a game. That's the only reason. Similar with Daniel Howe. You know, like, you know, I know Alistair Clarkson really rated him at Hawthorn, but gee, I just don't see it with him, to be honest with you. You know, he's a run with player, and that's the only thing he is. He's a good run with player, a good team sort of player, and a player that you bring into the club that can really set a culture. Has played almost 100 games of AFL, so that'll be good for the reserves as well. And I've got Hamish Free as well. Mature age ruckman that we drafted, so I've got him on the bench. So plenty of... Look, I think if we can get four or five injuries, as long as they're not too... You know, like if Ben McKay and Nick Larkey and all that, if they all get injured, then... Heaven forbid, but if you know you get three or four injuries to certain types of players, we do have the depth to cover them. We can get a Darcy Tucker into the team. You know, Liam Shields could come in. Aaron Hall, Flynn Perez, you know, Eddie Ford. You know, if Harry Sheasel goes down or something like that, well, God forbid, I don't want any of these players to get injured. So, I've also got Lewis Butler on the bench as well. I did mention him before. So, yeah, that's what have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. So that's yeah. I mean. And the thing it is, you know, this is my best 22 and the best 25 for the reserves. This is based on having zero injuries. There's always going to be injuries. I mean, I'd love to have an injury, you know, free season as far as players go, but that's not possible. I mean, we've got, you know, Braden George is out for the year, so that opened up an opportunity for Liam Shields. So... Yeah, I mean, that'll be nice to get him going again, you know, to get him into the team in 2024 as well. So, yeah, that's it. Once again, thanks to all you lovely listeners for all, you know, the likes, retweets, all the comments you guys are putting out for the show. I really appreciate it. All the messages I got as well, just not on Twitter, but on Instagram as well, sort of wishing me a Merry Christmas and they're happy with the show. I was a bit overwhelmed. And, yeah, it's certainly, you know... boosts my ego, I guess, but not that I want to do that. No one wants it. Like everyone wants it ego boosted, but look, yeah, you know, I mean, it's really great that yeah, you guys are really taking something out of the show, and I love doing this. Yeah, and I'll continue to do it as long as I possibly can. So yeah, I've still got a passion for the football club. I love talking about it. As you can tell, I've done a best 23. You know, just after Christmas, so. Yeah, like it's that's how much yeah it means to me to talk about this sort of thing. So yeah, no, I really appreciate it. So I do have something else set up as well later in the week. I'm sure you lovely listeners will enjoy that as well. So hopefully that can happen. I was supposed to do it tonight, but something happened. It was just I did have an interview with someone, but the internet connection wasn't great, so we had to kind of stop it after about 10-15 minutes. So hopefully we can finish that on Thursday, which will be great. I'm sure a lot of you listeners will love it. So yeah, I know I would. That's why I asked this individual to come on the show. So anyways, that's it. So today I will leave a shout out to Jaden Stevenson. Bye for now.